With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's raid early Saturday morning was the first word of troops entering Gaza since Israel launched its round-the-clock bombardment in retaliation for Hamas's massacre of hundreds of civilians in southern Israel a week ago. A military spokesman said Israeli ground troops left after conducting the raids. Troop movements, though, did not appear to be the beginning of an expected ground invasion. Pro-Palestinian protest around the world today after Hamas leader called for a day of jihad. In the U.S., hundreds gathered in a number of cities calling for intifada and kill the Jews in a show of hatred that's been festering all week. President Biden pledging to do everything possible to find the missing Americans.
National security team spoke by phone with family members of the 14 Americans still unaccounted for following the deadly attacks against Israel.
I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
Meanwhile, the president is unwavering in his support for Israel, even as he raises humanitarian concerns about innocent civilians in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans nominate Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio for Speaker.
Jordan won the Republican nod for Speaker in the conference's second such vote this week, beating his challenger, Congressman Austin Scott from Georgia. Earlier this week, Jordan lost to Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who exited the race late Thursday when it became apparent he would not garner the 217 votes needed to be elected Speaker on the House floor. It's unclear whether Jordan will be able to surmount the internal divisions that led Scalise to abandon his bid. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for 10 days. Edwin Mora, Washington.
This is SRN News. The attack on Israel is being condemned by the Southern Baptist Convention.
In a letter signed by numerous evangelical leaders, the SBC says, quote, "We, the undersigned, unequivocally condemn the violence against the vulnerable, fully support Israel's right and duty to defend itself against further attack, and urgently call all Christians to pray for the salvation and peace of the people of Israel and Palestine. They are calling on the Biden administration and all U.S. policymakers to take terrorism seriously." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious charities in San Diego are being overwhelmed by illegal immigrants as Customs and Border Protection releases them directly into the city. Government shelters are full. Local churches and ministries say they can't take up the slack. Catholic Charities of San Diego recently halved their capacity at two hotels where it houses illegal immigrants to about 800 people because the agency is running short of money. This is SRN News. Muslims in New York City, especially Palestinians, are concerned just about how those back home are being treated and the blowback in the Big Apple. The latest from correspondent Julie Walker.
At the Islamic Society of Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, prayer services take place. The imam prays for peace, but says Palestinians have a right to self-determination. Zen Ramawi, one of the mosque's founders, is originally from the West Bank and lives here now. He says he understands the imam's message.
Peaceful everywhere we go. Not to fight anybody, not to talk anybody, to control ourselves. If we can send help aloud, we will help, but I don't think so.
Ramawi says that's because of the blockade, which he says will hurt too many innocent people. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.